Tuned in to Bradford. This is BCB 106.6.
Hi, my name is Heather, and welcome to Movie Madness. Today, I'm here with Finn.
Hello, guys.
As usual. So, it's been 3 days since we've seen Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
And as promised, today's episode is going to be all about Avengers Endgame. And this episode is going to be full of spoilers and everything. This is not going to be like, we're not going to like beat around the bush about anything.
So spoiler alert now.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen the film, get out.
Unless.
And come back when you've seen it.
Yeah. Because nobody else does spoiler reviews like us.
And we don't want to spoil it for you.
Yeah, we don't.
We're good like that.
Unless you want to be spoiled.
Yeah.
Then just stay.
He's weird.
Yeah.
But stay.
All right. So, first impressions of the movie.
Wow.
It was odd. Jaw-dropping, innit?
It was coming out of the cinema, first emotion was just mind, like, oh, exactly. Mind blown. It was like, how have they done all that? And just how amazing it was.
Yeah.
That was like my initial raw reaction.
Mm-hmm. My reaction was like, I couldn't even process everything that happened.
Yeah.
Like, every time I started to think about it, just too much, like, stuff came in my head at once. Because everything was, like, all of it was good. There wasn't one part that I thought was really good.
Well, that was really good, or?
Yeah, so, like, when I was trying to remember what my best part was after I saw the movie, like, lots of stuff was just coming in my head.
So you don't have one definitive moment?
No.
But we'll get onto that later.
Yeah, now it's different because it's been a few days and I've processed it more now.
I'd say we had to wait like a couple of days until we saw each other again.
Yeah, exactly.
To actually talk about the film, because it was just on the bus ride back, it was just like, and oh man, what happened?
And we just kept saying random stuff that was happening, like Hulk and Thor, Captain America's hammer, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so let's start off our spoiler review. Do this a bit more structured than what this was. So we'll start off by talking about the characters.
Ooh,
so who do you think was your most favourite character in the whole movie?
Oh, this is a hard one. I say it's a hard one. Probably fairly easy. It's probably, I would want to say Tony Stark, but he has been my favourite throughout the MCU.
Yeah.
But I think he really really nailed his final role in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you know what I mean? You could tell that was his...
Yeah, this was his shining moment.
Exactly.
This was his time, because I feel like Robert Downey Jr. played his best in this one.
Oh, God,
all of them. His acting was just like, he just put it up to 11.
I mean, he's a good actor, nevertheless. He's a good actor in all the MCU films, but this in particular, it was amazing.
Yeah.
What about you? What was your favourite character?
I would say Tony Stark, but I don't want to have the same answer as you. So I'm going to go with Captain America.
Captain America, okay.
Because Captain America, just like Iron Man, he had loads of shining moments in this movie too. Because like, you can't say Iron Man, he had the big moments, like he had his death scene and stuff like that. We'll go into later on, like he had his child and stuff like that. But Captain America also had his moments to shine. He fought himself in the past.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Like,
he got the hammer.
Yeah. He said, "Hail Hydra." Like, he merged to come and stuff. And he got the hammer. Like, that was the biggest
part. He actually said, "Avengers assemble."
Yeah. And he, his shield broke.
Oh, yeah.
Which was like, these were all like groundbreaking moments for his character.
Mm.
And so, yeah, he was my favorite character.
Aside from
Iron Man. So, who do you think was the least fleshed out in this movie? I mean, just to preface, it is...
The rat. The rat, to be fair, the film wouldn't have happened without the rat.
No,
the rat's the only reason all of this happened. But no, on a real, like, I would say the most underdeveloped character for me... I think Hawkeye was a bit boring.
Exactly. I think he was kind of, like... We all got excited about him being Ronin from the trailers, and they just threw that all away.
I mean, to be fair, yeah, you've got him in the intro. He's in, like, the first shot of the film, but...
Yeah.
He's just... He's not... For me, he's, like, one of the least engaging Avengers out of all of them.
Yeah. I agree with you completely, because I feel like they shot and missed only with him, because they had the right... They were on the right track with him becoming Ronin with his samurai sword, killing people, just becoming a badass. Like, he had a better costume and everything.
Yeah.
And I think they should have shown... You know when... they become Avengers again and they come back. They should have wore that same suit and they should have still used the sword in the final battle.
Yeah, but they needed the suits to go back in time.
Yeah. But
in the final battle.
Like, when everybody's wearing their suits, like, Hawkeye just goes back to his old suit and he's gone to his bow and arrows again. But I think if he started using, like, a sword, I think people would have liked him much more. And I think that would have given a good reason for him to stay alive instead of Black Widow, because then we would have said, oh yeah, look, he's gone on a different path now, it's like he's a different character, so it's worth it for him. But he just went back to Bow and Arrow, which is a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know. He's probably my least favourite Avenger, really.
Yeah, I've been saying that to you for the past 2 days.
Yeah, yeah. You've put that on me, but definitely looking back at it, you know, he's just, like Iron Man, he's really clever. He's got a big suit. You know, Captain America, he's like genetically engineered. He's got...
Hulk's huge.
Yeah, Hulk's huge. Everyone's got all these, like, actual powers or talents. Mm-hmm. Then it's just, like, man with a bow.
Even, like, with Black Widow, she has no powers, but they put her out as a badass. Like, she has all these scenes where, like, the beginning of the Avengers where she comes out of the chair.
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that. Like, she's, like, scary and stuff, but Hawkeye, he doesn't even seem threatening.
No, it's kind of boring.
Yeah. He's like Green Arrow, but he's, like, really light, so, like, there's none of that grittiness to him.
Yeah, I'd say his only shining moment in the film was the part after the Avengers base has collapsed. You know, when he's under with the, when he's running the second Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say that's probably his best part of the film.
Should I tell you a fact about that scene?
Oh, go on.
When the trailer came out for that scene, he was running away, and all we could see was him running away from, like, a red light. And everybody thought, like, oh, that's him being Ronin, like, running away from some, like, Japanese kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because they thought it was going to be Ronin. But a 3D trailer released for that trailer. Like, I didn't even know 3D trailers came out.
Wait, is that on YouTube or?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And from the 3D trailer, people, like, put it... They used, like, Premiere or something to, like, basically extract it to its base.
I don't know how, its base layers or something. Yeah.
And they could see one of Thanos' creatures in the background, and that's how they found out, because they didn't edit it properly in the 3D trailer.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, people went deep even in 3D trailers. I didn't know there was a 3D trailer.
I didn't think that was a thing. That surprised me. I mean, we went to go see it in 2D, though.
Yeah, because it's not like 3D.
Yeah, it's a bit of overrated.
Yeah, you were saying that was your favourite scene from Hawkeye, but my favourite scene from Hawkeye was the beginning. The introduction to the movie. I just liked it because they put you on Hawkeye's side.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And it was just a good way to show his perspective and stuff.
I'm just thinking about, like, engagement from the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just felt more exciting, you know.
More edge of seat.
Yeah, yeah, more edge of seat when he was actually fighting rather than...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, obviously it's interesting with his family and everything, but it's not... I suppose it's the kind of audience that I am, though.
Yeah.
I'm more attached to the...
Action of it.
Yeah, the action rather than the emotion. I mean, obviously I'm on side of the emotion, but it's not...
Because one of the biggest complaints we have with Hawkeye is he's got no powers and he's not interesting because of that.
Mm.
But what makes him interesting is his family. Because none of the other Avengers really have a family. Well, Iron Man does, but we don't know that yet.
Yeah.
In the beginning. And because he has a family, that's like, oh yeah, this is his thing that he has that nobody else has.
Mm.
But they just with it.
Well, Ant-Man sort of does.
Yeah, Ant-Man does as well, isn't it? And that's they do play on that as well later on.
Mm. Oh, yeah, because he goes back to...
Yeah. So let's talk about Ant-Man.
Ant-Man?
Ant-Man was like... He had his big shine in this movie. It was kind of like his movie.
Yeah.
I think, because we were really... Throughout a big part of this movie, we were on his perspective. Like, the audience was... I think the audience was kind of Iron Man. You know what I mean? Where they give the audience somebody to follow.
Yeah.
I think we were Ant-Man.
Oh, definitely.
Because Ant-Man comes out of stuff. Yeah. So what was your favourite scene from Ant-Man?
Favourite scene from Ant-Man? I mean, it's going to run into my favourite scene of the film. But, like, in the final battle scene... You know where he just powers through, like, where he goes big?
Yeah.
He just powers through. What
I think they call it Centaurians or
something. Centaurian, yeah.
Something like that.
I don't know. But that's just, I love the action of it. I love, like, the epicness just, like, coming out.
Yeah, that was big. I really like Ant-Man's dialogue in this movie.
Mm.
Like, his witness and stuff with the other Avengers. I think that was the best part from him. Like, when he was saying... Because he gave him all the idea to time travel.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. After Ant-Man, there's... Oh, it's about Thor.
Thor, yeah.
So, yeah. What did you think about Thor in this movie?
Thor, it was an interesting way they took his character
mm-hmm.
to the whole, like, fat slob king, but, yeah.
I think this is Thor's where audiences will be either on one side or another.
Mm.
Because on one side it shows, oh, look how good Chris Hemsworth is at acting, and look, they're properly embracing his comedic side. And the other side is just like, what the hell, Thor's like... That's not Thor.
Yeah, I think they played on it a bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first scene where you meet him in New Asgard, it's a funny scene. It's probably for me, it's probably the funniest scene in the film.
Yeah.
But it should have not stopped there, but slowed down there.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they played on that way too much. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I do. But it's like, I don't know. Maybe there should have been another time jump just so that he could go skinny again. But I don't know. I'm on like two sides of it because I like that it's a fully different take on Thor, so it's like a fresh take. But I also don't like that he doesn't look skinny and stuff because it's like, I don't know, it's just less epic, what the stuff he does then.
No, I know what you mean. I mean, to be fair to them, they don't really play up to it as much like when it comes to fighting, this whole size thing. But they just rely on it too much for the whole comedy thing.
Yeah. But I think it does, like, people have said, like, oh, yeah, it's really good that they did it because all of these superheroes, they have, like, we look at them from, like, magazines and stuff, and they're, like, like unattainable beauty figures and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, he's thin, he's fat and stuff.
And he's just rocking with a dad bod.
Yeah. And he's still just as good as he was when he was, like, normal. So I think that was a good message they had, but I still think he should have gone skinny. Because he's still funny when he's skinny.
Yeah, he's a funny, he's a good actor. He can act comedically, but... I think, yeah, they just don't need to rely on that.
Yeah. What was your least favourite part of that? Did you like...
Again, probably the overuse of the whole, like, fat...
Yeah, I think my least favourite scene from him was when he was explaining what the red stone was.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was just like... I think it was just taking too long. Yeah. Let's move on to Hulk. Hulk was... I think it's the same as Thor, kind of, innit?
Yeah.
Because he had a big change with his body, too. What did you think of Hulk in this movie?
I really liked it. I really liked him. Well, the way they took him. Do you know what I mean? He was... Because it's always going on about, like, how he's trying to control... Like, in the previous films, how he's trying to control being him.
Yeah.
And obviously, in Infinity War, you've got him not even be able to go Hulk.
Yeah.
But now that you've got him actually just permanent... Is he permanently stuck in there?
I think so. I think he just wants to be in there, so it's not permanent.
Yeah, he wants to be. I don't know. I just really like that.
Yeah. I liked it too. It was really good, like, dialogue-wise. Like, we give Hulk everything he needs and stuff. It's like, it's a reasonable, like, it's the end of his arc that he's had. Because in Age of Ultron, they tease it a little. Because in the first Avengers movie, he's just, like, a monster in it, like, he's just used like a monster. And in Age of Ultron, slowly, he's got a little bit of feeling with Black Widow making him go normal again.
Yeah.
And then he's not in Civil War. Then in Thor Ragnarok, we just see him as Hulk's side. So we see that character. In Infinity War, we just see Bruce Banner. So I think this was like the reasonable arc.
Yeah.
So like this is the end of his arc. Because the actual actor was saying that because Universal Studios own the character of Hulk, they won't let Marvel make a Hulk movie. So they said we're just going to give him a character arc throughout all of the other films.
No, that's pretty... Yeah, I can say that. I didn't know about the whole Universal thing. But
yeah, so that's how they did it.
Similar to Spider-Man then.
Kind of. But Spider-Man does get his own movies.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's not similar to Spider-Man, but it's just different because Universal is basically just being greedy and saying that if you make a Hulk movie, they probably want all the profits from it, and Marvel's not willing to do that. So...
To be fair, I think he had some of the best lines, like, comedically in the film.
Yeah, he did. Like, and you were saying before that he gives, like, references to today and stuff, like, the dab and stuff.
Yeah,
like yeah. The only complaint I have with him is he doesn't get his rematch with Thanos. Because obviously Thanos beats him up at the beginning of the Infinity War, so people were like hyped to see him fight Thanos and win.
Yeah,
and he didn't really fight anybody in this movie.
No, he smashes the car.
Yeah, yeah, he barely smashes it too. He just ends it much.
Yeah,
but yeah, it just shows that he's calm and happy now. But also, I think at the end he should have just like gone really angry and just gone big again. That would have sold it for me. But yeah, that was Hulk. So. We talk about some more characters after the break.
Yeah.
And then we'll get into some other points.
Plot points.
Some other plot points. So yeah, this is Sunflower from Into the Spider-Verse's album. And it's by Post Malone.
And Swaley.
Yeah, hope you like it.
We're not.
Now we're back again. Alright. So we'll continue talking a bit more about the characters. Then we'll get into the plot points. Things. Then we'll get into like plot holes, things we didn't like about it.
Yeah.
And then we'll finish our review.
Ooh.
So, yeah. So let's talk about Black Widow.
Okay.
So, what did you think of her sacrifice scene? The sacrifice.
Where, at the top of the mountain. Yeah, yeah, where they're fighting to be the one who sacrificed. To be fair, yeah, I think Hawkeye should have been sacrificed.
Yeah, that's why I don't like Hawkeye at all, man. I think he should have died.
Yeah.
Even I think on the way to Endgame, I was like, I wish Hawkeye dies in this movie.
Mm.
But yeah, I really hated that he didn't die because I thought he was going to die.
Yeah.
And they left it to such a last second. I think that scene was very well done, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Because it left you to the edge of the scene. And I also liked how they... Because we've both seen Infinity War.
Mm.
And did you know that one of them was going to get sacrificed as soon as the teams were done?
I didn't think about it like that, no.
Yeah, neither did I. And I think they did it well that way, because I think if there was another movie, they'd be like, and you two get the Soul Stone, and then like some like dark music will happen, and like the character don't know, and we know. But they didn't do that at all.
Well, no, because we thought they were just going to get the stones back from Thanos and bring everyone back.
Yeah, that's true.
So we didn't know they'd have to go back in time. Yeah. Well, we kind of did.
Did you even realise when they actually landed on a planet?
Which, on Thanos's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you realise? I didn't realise
until... Did you not?
Right until Red Skull came, I was like, oh, shit. Then I realised. But I literally didn't realise up until... Because I wasn't thinking about it. Like, nah, they're just going to get the... Because they're not going to use it to snap.
Mm.
I was thinking, I don't know. Well, yeah, I really liked that scene. And I think Black Widow, her death was a bit... I don't know, I didn't like it. I didn't like that happened, but...
It was kind of underplayed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but there was much bigger things happening.
Oh, yeah.
But she didn't get a funeral or anything.
No. Well, that's what I'm... Yeah, Tony got a funeral.
Yeah. But... I don't know. I think if they had two funerals in the movie, it'd be a crap, though.
Mm. I mean, they could have merged it with Tony's, though.
Yeah, they put a picture of her or something.
Mm.
Yeah, something like that.
Just at least something, because there's just no proper, like... memorial of her.
Not like, they could have had just a scene where they all turned to her picture or something, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Or like a eulogy about her.
Yeah, I mean, she's one of the original Avengers, so it's weird how they didn't.
Mm-hmm. But I think Tony's death was also such a big thing, and everybody knows him.
Mm.
Like they got. Have you seen Iron Man 3?
Mm.
The one where he's he dies basically, and everybody thinks he's dead.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know the kid in that movie.
Yeah, the little kid in that movie, because he's grown up now and he's in the funeral. Yeah.
I didn't realise when I watched it, but I realised when other people were talking about it.
Yeah, I saw some Easter egg videos that mentioned it.
Mm-hmm. And Howard the Duck was in the final battle. Do you know about that?
No.
You know who Howard the Duck is?
I think
it's in the post-credits scene of Guardians of the Galaxy. Basically, there's just this duck, and he's like a famous character in the comics. And they brought him back into the fight. He was like a fan favourite. People really wanted
to see him. I can't remember. I think... No. I don't know. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Not too long, but...
So, in our previous show last week, last week, we were discussing how we don't like Captain Marvel.
Mm.
So, what did you think of Captain Marvel in Endgame? Because we were both hoping they'd redeem her.
She wasn't in it that much.
Which was a good thing.
which was a good thing. Well, for me, anyway. I think the parts that she was in, she kind of... I wouldn't say she redeemed herself from my views of Captain Marvel, but she didn't. Because she wasn't in it so much.
Yeah,
there wasn't that much to complain about. I mean, I think we all kind of knew she was going to come in clutch at like the key moments, like getting Tony back. You know, destroying the ship. We kind of guessed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I even said in the last show that we think she's going to save him.
Yeah, I mean, I hoped like she wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm glad she wasn't the one to kill him.
Yeah.
Because I was, after watching Captain Marvel, I was thinking, she's going to be the one to kill him.
Yeah.
It's going to be, like, all over like that. So I'm glad that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm happy with how she was played out.
Yeah. This was the first time I've seen her, because I haven't seen Captain Marvel.
Mm.
And I didn't mind her in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't, I think, you know when you watched her in Captain Marvel, did it take you out of the movie? Her acting?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, there were just some parts where I just weren't engaged because I was like, a bit cringy. Yeah.
That didn't happen with me in this movie at all. Mm. Because she's only in it a little bit and she has it in like a big scene as well. Like, oh, look what she's going to do now.
Yeah.
Because when she's in the final battle, Thanos headbutts her and she doesn't even move.
Well, exactly.
And he has to take the power stone out of his own gauntlet to be able to beat her.
Mm.
So, yeah. So I think she was pretty good in this movie. Like, she did her job, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she didn't disappoint. So now let's talk about Thanos.
Ooh.
The last character we're going to talk about.
Big guy. Big big purple grape.
So what did you think about Thanos in this movie compared to Infinity War?
So what I think about Thanos is a lot of things. I love him. Joking.
How do you compare him from this movie in Infinity War? Do you think he's better in Infinity War or do you think he's better in this movie?
I think he's got more of a key role in Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And I think you see more of him... Honestly, I think he's better in Infinity War, personally. I don't know what it is. I think it's because he's got like a more important role.
Yeah.
And the film is more Thanos-centric.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean? Like, you follow him more than you do in...
Infinity War.
Infinity War. I mean, obviously, you know, he's key in both films. But I think in Infinity War, his acting does come out.
Yeah.
Like, who is it? Is it Josh Brolin?
Yeah. I think, for me, in Infinity War, I agree with you that he's better in Infinity War, but I think it's for a reason. Like, his character is obviously younger in Endgame because they go back in time.
Yeah.
And I think they show that because I feel like he's a bit more, like, in Infinity War, he's always walking slowly. And, like, he does all these big speeches, kind of like a religious figure. Like, that's what I got from it. Like, the things he says is, like, very thought out. Like, almost like he wrote it beforehand. But in this movie, it's more like...
Well, when he even says, though, in this film, he is inevitable.
Like that. Yeah. But I think in this movie, the stuff he does is more... I don't know the word for it. Like, improvised, like knee-jerk reactions. Like, he's more faster in this movie, and he's more, like... We are more on top of him. Like, in Infinity War... It's like he's already won, and he's so calm. In this movie, I don't think he's very calm.
No, not at all. I mean, I'm surprised from... Well, I think that's because of he knows he's died in that reality.
But he also knows that he achieved his goal.
Yeah, so he's kind of got that conflicting thing in his head.
Yeah.
But I just to pull back a bit, I am surprised how quickly they managed to kill him.
Exactly. Like, in the start scene.
Because, like... I mean, yeah, he hasn't got the glove on, you know, he hasn't got any of the stones, he hasn't even got his armour on, he's just in his, like, casuals. Yeah. But, like, I'm still really surprised how they just straight in.
Yeah, can we talk about that scene? Yeah. Because that was a really good scene.
Yeah.
Because I really liked how they just put him in normal clothes, like he was a normal guy.
Mm.
So there'll be, like, loads of other Thanoses before, because obviously he's part of a species.
Yeah.
And I really liked how they put
him...
Is he a Titan? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
He's from the planet Titan, so I don't know. I think his species is called Smelts.
Ah, okay.
But I liked how they put him in normal clothes and they put him in a kind of environment like, oh, he's just a normal guy. He's making food for himself.
Mm.
Like, he's not this guy who killed the whole, half of the universe.
Well, exactly, isn't it? You've got them shots of just him picking fruit, you know, making his food.
Yeah, like, you'd think that, oh, he has this whole army doing stuff for him. He'd be on this big throne. And he could be... The thing is, he could be doing that because he has a reality stone.
Yeah.
So he could be doing all of that stuff, but he doesn't. He's just living humbly.
Mm.
So that just shows how... He's a wise guy, basically, and he's not a bad guy. Like, he's not got, like, a massive ego and stuff like that.
Mm. Yeah, it gives a nice stark contrast as well to, like, how he was.
It shows that, like what I was saying before, like, he's more patient
and
stuff like that. The stuff he's doing, I don't know, it's just more calmer.
Mm. I don't know, I feel like he was almost accepting death at that point.
Yeah.
Like, he'd achieved what he wanted.
Yeah, and he was just at peace with himself.
Yeah, but that made him at peace, it was just accepting his death, because there wasn't... I mean, obviously, it was restraint.
Yeah.
But not to the extent that you would have thought. Like, it was really calm about it.
Yeah, he basically didn't even fight back. But they didn't have to hold him down.
Mm. Well, obviously.
But he didn't scream. He didn't, like, do anything like that.
Mm.
It was just, I don't know. But, yeah, I really like Thanos in this. I really like Thanos in both movies, but I prefer Thanos in Infinity War. Mm.
I think it's because he's developed more in Infinity War.
Yeah.
Whereas now he's already kind of developed, so there's not much to... do. Apart from the whole, like, the scene where he dies, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I feel like in the fight scene at the end, it's kind of like the fight scene in Infinity War almost. Like, that's how he is.
Yeah. But it's like the fight scene in Infinity War, but it's like the fight on Titan and the fight on Earth merged together.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's kind of like that. All right. So what did you think about the time travel aspect of this film?
I feel like it was kind of a cop-out. Not a cop-out, but kind of...
Lazy writing.
Lazy writing almost, how it was the rat. That was basically the whole reason why the film existed and how the entire storyline happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like they could have done something... Like, someone going back to the van, having a tip-off from someone.
Or if the Avengers came up with the idea of time travel and then Tony Stark goes to get Ant-Man's van and then they get him out because they realise he's in there.
Yeah, well, it's like, where they get the van, but it's almost an accident that he's in there. It's like, you're there.
It would have been good. But, I kind of liked that it was a rat, though, in the same, because it's really fast, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they wouldn't have to go through all the Avengers stuff. The plot's moving forward quickly. And that's what I think made the movie not feel like it was 3 hours.
Because
things just kept changing and happening so quick.
Yeah, I think the pacing as well, like, and the way they managed to split the different storylines going on.
Yeah.
Because sometimes that can feel really jumbled and you just lose track of everything. But I think the timings that they went back in on stuff, like, just the way it happened, worked really well.
Yeah. So, So, what did you think about where the movies they went to within time travelling?
My favourite movie that they went back to?
Yeah, basically.
For me, I would say it was the first Avengers.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really liked how they showed different aspects of the first Avengers. Like, they showed how, like, different movies linked into it. Like, they showed the Ancient One on the roof, so showing, like, people from Doctor Strange, you know. And they showed a little bit more about the Ancient One, too, because she already knew about Doctor Strange. So it shows, like, she's how knowledgeable she is, even more, like, fleshes out her character.
Yeah. I'd say my favourite part of that, like...
Scene.
Was when they're in Stark Towers.
Yeah.
You know, when he's going to get the staff.
Yeah. And, like, Hulk's there and stuff like that.
Yeah, well. Hulk's there. He don't like the stairs.
Yeah.
Got to run down.
And Captain America gets to fight himself.
Yeah, oh, that I love that bit.
And like, that's America's ass.
And I love America's ass. I love the lift scene as well.
Captain America finds the Hydra agents.
Yeah, because that links back to the whole... Winter Soldier. Yeah, he uses his brain instead of his brawn.
Yeah, I really like that. And it's just loads of callbacks in it. Mm. It's like how at the end of a TV series they have a clip show.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of like that, but in a more creative way.
Well, I'd say, yeah, they did like a real fan service, didn't they?
Yeah.
Because the amount of callbacks and Easter eggs that they've got like throughout the film is mad.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing. I really like it. And so let's wrap this review up. So we'll wrap it up by our favourite and worst scenes of the entire movie.
Favourite scene? Ooh. It has to be the final battle scene.
Yeah.
For me. It's insane. The amount of characters they've got, just like the amount of callbacks, just how the choreography of the fighting.
Yeah.
Done really well. Just everything comes together. It's like a really satisfying moment. Do you know what I mean? Like I was sat there. Like how we not like in some countries, in other cinemas, they'll like cheer.
Yeah.
When something happened. Like I just wanted to go like, go on. Come on, guys. Like, especially when they all came out of the portals that Doctor Strange conjured up.
It goes so well with the music as well.
Oh, the music.
Yeah. It's just really good. I love the final scene as well.
It's insane.
The only scene I think that could compete with that scene would be when all three of them got to fight Thanos. Thor, Captain America, and Iron Man got to fight Thanos. And then Captain America gets to pick up Thor's hammer.
Oh, yeah.
That was the only other scene where I was like, whoa. Because before the final battle, that's when I just had like a cheek-to-cheek grin on my face when he was just holding the hammer. I just couldn't handle it. Like, that was like one of my favourite parts because...
Yeah, I mean, that's teased in Age of Ultron.
I've been waiting since then. But I didn't know. Like, it was still in the back of my head. Like, so as soon as that happened, it just clicked and I was like, oh my God. I really like that scene. Because it's just like full comic book.
Because
he's the only person in the comic books that can lift it too. There's another comic book where it shows Iron Man with the Infinity Gauntlet in his hand. So, yeah, Tony's death scene would be in the top five as well.
Yeah. I mean, that was a great scene. But like in terms of like engagement.
And fan service. Yeah.
Yeah, and fan service. It's, I don't know. I mean, it was really well done.
Yeah.
I mean, the death and like the music. Just the music that hangs afterwards. Like, it's, like, almost one note.
Yeah.
Just strung on for ages. It was just, like...
It's just so satisfying after you see him get dusted.
Exactly. And it was almost enough to just get people going. I mean, I was almost...
The guy next to me was going. The guy next to me was going. But, yeah. So, this has come to the end of our spoiler review of Avengers Endgame.
Spoiler alert.
So, before we finish this whole video, we have to give our rating of this movie. So, out of 10.
Right. I've got a thing about this. I'm going to give it two ratings.
Okay.
A rating as a Marvel film.
And a rating as a film.
And a rating as a film.
Right.
Marvel film, 10.
Yeah.
They cannot top this. Yes. it's everything coming together. It's beautiful. As a film, 8.5.
Because
it's a great film, but there are some pitfalls.
Yeah.
Like where if I was just watching a regular film, I think, could have done that, could have done this. No in particulars, but there's just like various things throughout.
Yeah.
To kind of drag it down. What about you?
Well, as a Marvel film, I agree with you. The cards were better than this. I wouldn't even say 11. But as a regular film, I also agree with you that it's about 8. I'd give it a 9 just because of my knowledge and my attachment to the characters.
Well, I know, but that's why I'm ranking it as a Marvel film. Because, you know, obviously you're going in invested already as a Marvel film. But whereas there could be some people going in...
That's what I'm saying. Like, with a regular film, you could just... Like, you can't... The only thing with this film, you can't just pull anybody and say, yeah, let's watch this movie together.
Exactly.
Because they wouldn't be as invested in. But that's another thing. Like, they don't hold your hands throughout the film. Like, this is almost like a gift to the people who followed through all the rest of the films.
Definitely. Like, if I went in not watching the films that I watched before,
there'd be
There was. I mean, to be fair, I hadn't watched all of the films, so there were some parts where I was like, "What's that?"
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, but to someone like you or anyone else who's watched every single film, you know, over and over again, it is perfect for them.
Yeah, it's like a gift. Literally, like, yeah, thanks for watching it. Here's what you get.
In it.
Yeah. So, yeah, 9 out of 10. I'd still give it a 9. Like, just because of, like, the spectacle of it.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just a masterpiece. It's like a 3-hour epic.
Mm. But I'd say this is definitely good. I think this is going to be one of those films that people talk about.
Yeah, IMDb's put in the top 5 films of all time.
I'm not surprised, because you know how people talk about the original Star Wars or like Jurassic Park, something like that. This is going to be one of those films. Just, like, where did you go see Avengers when it was in cinemas?
Yeah,
because it's already on the opening weekend. It's broken all the records for the box offices. I think it's on about
a billion or something.
It was about 1.3. It was over a billion just for the opening weekend.
Yeah. It's crazy the hype around this movie. I think this is, like you said, like our kids would be saying, did you watch Avengers Endgame in cinema?
Yeah.
It's just like, it's more of an event than a movie.
Oh, definitely. But it's just a culmination of everything.
Exactly.
Just in terms of like pop culture references as well, this is it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't think it will. Like you said, it won't get better than this.
Mm.
And I think I said to you at the end of this movie that like, I'm not going to be as invested in the rest of the Avengers movies that come after this than I was with this.
It's the end of a generation.
Yeah.
For the people who started with Iron Man and worked their way up, it's basically the end for us.
Yeah, basically. And it's really good and a satisfying end. And I think this is the first time they actually closed off a story in superhero movies, like give a satisfying ending.
Yeah. Oh,
because usually either superhero movies, like they get rebooted, restarted or something because of marketing or money-wise and stuff. Mm. But this actually, they survived through all 22 films. And then the 23rd film, they give a satisfying ending.
Yeah.
Just like an epic. So, yeah. Loved Endgame. If you haven't watched it yet, watch it. If you haven't watched it yet, why are you watching this video? But, yeah. I hope you enjoyed our spoiler review of this video. And, like, how extra long it was this time.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So, see you next time. And,
Enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy.